Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast and a happy Friday. This is me, Joe McGrath, Joe Smith there.
Joe Smith.
We're looking kind of, we've got the nice sort of...
We've got the same colour jumper on today.
Yeah.
Different ways of going about it.
It's a little bit of a quarter zip me.
You've gone for the Laquisha.
What is it? Who? Laquisha?
Is it Laquisha?
Who's that?
Queen Laquisha.
What does she do?
Decathlon's own piece.
Yes, this is a decathlon.
Yeah, what is it called? It's called Laquisha, isn't it?
I can't...
Oh, yeah, it's called Quisha.
Yeah.
Well, why the le sent me right off?
It just made me think of all the women in my life named Laquisha.
And there is a build-up, there's an intensity to this intro, because will we or will we not have Ethan James returning? Judging by his sick voice that he put on in the last video, I reckon...
No, I'm here.
In the corner, he's there!
Hey,
fading to black then, I thought he died.
It's like stars in their eyes, but instead of all the smoke, it was just pitch black. And then he's revealed.
Ethan James, everybody!
Hello.
How you feeling, sir?
A lot better. I'm not completely out of the woods. There's still a bit.
Which woods is it?
I'm going to say the Nottingham one, where Robin Hood resided.
Sherwood Forest.
Sherwood Forest. Good woods.
You ever been there?
Never. Why?
Man,
have you?
Rest, mate. I started answering that question before you'd even asked it.
If
you could get a slowdown on that. I started saying, Ethan, edit in and edit.
No.
He's got 2 weeks worth of editing to do because I edited the last pod, so we can put a bit of work into
it. You might have to do this one because I'm on holiday this week.
That is not good because I've just given myself a big edit to point here. I started answering the question you asked before you'd even asked it, and we're going to get a little replay of that out.
Have you?
Rest, mate.
Have you? Are you serious?
Yeah. Someone's going to
put a real replay. Well, it's going to be me, isn't it? Right. Ethan, by the way, for those who aren't watching, he's in the final days of Movember.
Yes.
A whole month's worth of tash on there.
Well, you know what? It was a lie. I'm not really doing Movember. I just said that to McGrath yesterday when we went to a little event that we'll talk about, because I wanted to justify if it looks silly or not, because... A lot of women think it looks silly, but I quite happen to like it.
Who are the women in your life that think...
That was going to be my question. Who are these lot of women?
My mum doesn't like it.
And she's a lot of woman, let me tell you.
No, she's not.
She's all... No, she's all woman.
She's
though,
an adequate amount.
That.
Yeah.
She's what?
She's an adequate amount of woman.
Okay.
More than adequate.
That's what your son thinks of you. What about your other half?
I haven't actually asked her.
Right. So a
wrong
lot of women
person.
Is your mum.
Yeah, well, I feel that's the attitude of women, sorry.
You can't just say it's the attitude of all women.
Because
your mum says she doesn't like your tash.
This week of all weeks.
Yeah, well, I always quite like it, but I'm... let me know if I should keep it or not.
So just to clarify.
Yeah.
When you say loads of women don't like it, It is just your mum. That isn't just a joke.
Well, this occasion, yes.
Okay. Yeah, this occasion, yes.
But
yeah.
You see the way women look at it as you walk past them in the street. They gasp and they cover their children's eyes up like this, don't they? Get that dirty little old caterpillar off that man's lip now.
It is a bit. Well, you see, I often think, do you know when you like do the classic disguise of someone and you have the silly glasses, the nose and the tash?
Yeah.
I do have that now actually stuck to and part of my face.
That's so
true. Yeah.
Yeah. Are you proud of the tash? Like, that is a good tash.
Are you proud of yourself, mate?
What
you've done.
Well, no, if you looked like Drew Smith and like you, McGrath, like, you've actually got like...
I'm shit at tashes.
No, but there's bristle there. I've just got... It's a bit fluffy, isn't it?
Tash does go under the radar, actually.
It's awful. It's like my head. It doesn't grow. Hair will grow here on my back.
But you have got a tash. You've got enough of a tash that you've got a complete beard. But I've never looked at it, and it isn't your strongest suit.
Does your barber ever clean up your tash, and does it tickle your lips to the point where you nearly get...
nearly get what?
Excited about the idea of life.
I don't let my barber touch my beard.
Okay.
When I say don't let, I don't want to pay for it, so I buy my own.
No, right,
buy my own beard. No, I cut my own beard.
Do you know what I mean by the little tingling bit when you put the razor on your top lip? Do you know what I mean, Ethan?
I don't know if they've ever touched my tash before the barber. I don't know if it's prominent enough to even have a looking into. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well,
they don't even notice it. You know, because a barber gets so used to looking at long hair, it gets used to looking at thick top hair. When a barber sees Ethan's mustache, it just doesn't even flicker on the radar, unfortunately. Which is sad, isn't it?
It is sad.
Because people like Ethan still need their lips seeing too.
Oh, my God.
I'll tell you what, Ethan. I've got a little setup at home. You can come round. I'll use my wall.
Wall?
My wall. What's it called?
Would you trim Ethan's tash?
Wall. Yeah.
Would you be confident enough to do another man's tash?
I would be confident enough to do another man's tash. I cleaved and sheared a boy during lockdown.
A boy?
Well, yes. He was 24.
Oh, okay.
A boy, nonetheless.
Who's the boy?
Mitz.
Mitz?
You remember Mitz?
Mitz, yeah. Mitz is a class guy.
Yeah, he's great.
What are you cleaning Mitz up for?
Because it was wet.
What? He used to wear the paddock, didn't he? Or is Stephen Howson?
I said cleaved, not cleaned.
Oh.
Yeah, so I gave him a haircut.
What?
During lockdown.
In this room?
Through there. In that room, yeah.
Was he happy?
He was all right. I think his mum made him take a little bit more off the sides.
What?
When he got home.
I
could probably find a picture of it if you want me to.
What?
Yeah. I mean, we're not going to put it in, so there's no point showing you. I'll show you afterwards. It was a somewhat substandard but overall okay haircut.
Fair
so I take Ethan under my wing.
Yeah.
Come round to mine. Do you know that?
What are you doing there?
I'm putting the cape.
Oh, the cape. Yeah, where they flop the cape a bit.
Yeah.
I
tell you what I don't like. Do you know when they put they clip the cape? And then they put the little bit of tissue over it.
Yeah, so this was an invention, I believe, in 2006. I remember when my barber
you were there when they invented the tissue, weren't you?
And they get this little bit of tissue, and it just wraps around the neck. And then they put...
And then
because the cape goes around it, and then they fold it down.
But I don't really get it. Is that tissue absorbing more hair than the cape would?
It's got to be. What else is it there for?
Well, exactly. I think it might be to stop it from putting the communal cape on a potentially fungal neck.
Ah.
That's a great shout.
Because some people just like, and then you lean back. Like, babies have it a lot, and it's just red.
Because in America, it's common practice to have these, like, toilet seats, isn't it? Like, paper toilet seats.
Yeah.
And so nothing. Our asses are fine touching the others. Is that not a thing?
Yeah, they do.
Or is that just in like high school movies?
Well, it's not everywhere in America, but you do see it quite. You'll see two things. You'll either see next to the toilet is a tissue box looking thing, but it's like this big.
Yeah.
And it's full of just the shape of a toilet seat, and you lift it out and you lay it on top.
You put it down like that.
Ah, I love that idea.
It's a good idea.
Because I always bring hand sanitizer in my pocket to work. And every time if I need to go to the toilet, I squirt the toilet with it and wash it up.
That's fucking mental.
Yeah, that's mental.
That Ethan James is absolutely wild. You put your little hand gel all over the seat and give it scrub.
I do.
What do you think is going to happen to your bum if you end up sharing a little bit of someone else's
poo?
Let's be honest, poo.
No, but let's be honest, poo's what he's worried about.
Not poo. No one shits on the seat. All right, it's just another man's buttocks, you know, skin on skin.
Well, what
are you worried about?
What is he worried about?
Well, I guess it's a bit of both. There's a bit of the sweat,
piss,
a bit of the piss.
There's piss on there.
But you're there cleaning it with hand gel.
Well,
that's mental.
It's only one little squirt, and then that's enough to do the rim. So
we still on the same thing.
But the other option is like a plastic contraption, like a contraption at the back of the toilet that has got a constant covering over the toilet seat. You press the button and it rotates one toilet seat circumference worth and reveals fresh new plastic over the toilet seat. Have you ever seen that?
That's great.
You fucking,
that exists.
What are you talking about?
I've seen it.
You've not seen that. You just made that up.
In the United States, Ethan will get a picture of it up now.
No, edits it in slow-mo.
Not editing that. I mean, you haven't agreed with that.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just sort of like, I just like adding to it.
Yeah. Well, you want there to be more personality, as you call it, on the toilet seat when you leave than when you arrive, don't you?
Yeah, 100%.
Because that's what you do. You bring personality to the room. And you want that ghost of your personality to remain regardless of whether you're there physically or not.
Have you ever gone to one of those toilets which is just metal?
Love them.
You love them?
Love them. Because it's a challenge.
It is a challenge. It's freezing on the bum cheeks.
So you crouch like that, hands on the wall, and you just laying dookie with no bum touching the floor. That's what I do. What do you do? Do you stand on the toilet seat?
No, just sit down.
You just stand. You stand on the toilet like that.
What are you doing? You stood up.
Width so that the poo will just land straight in the
toilet. No, I don't do that, Joe. I don't do that. That's disgusting.
Your head is over the top.
Sit down, Joe.
You do a bit of that.
By the way, can we show the listeners your boots?
My shoes.
Shoes. Have you seen these, Ethan?
No,
Ethan, have you struck?
Oh my God, I can. Jesus.
Go to the wide.
It's wow.
A wallaby.
What's
like a cow.
Really, really unfortunate is they feel like fur.
Yeah, they're an actual.
They're not actually
this.
Cow, are they? What he's pointing.
There's an element of hide.
He's stunned, them, Ethan. Yes. He's stunned.
I'm a bit stunned. Well, Drew does have quite. Is the word. Eccentric fashion sense.
I don't know because he doesn't follow through. Because
yeah, like you in the toilet.
Shut up. Because yes, there is eccentric at some parts, but it's like an item every now and again.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the pants, the striped pants, the prison pants.
Yeah, we all know them.
You know, fashion. But
yeah.
But then I'm like, I've not seen anything for a while.
Well, do you want to know what it is? And this is my fashion life by Joe Smith.
Okay.
Right. All I do is buy stuff that I like the look of. I'm not trying to curate a personality, a complete wardrobe that is like succinct and any piece can go with any piece. I'm not like of a style.
Yeah.
I just see stuff and I like it and I buy it. And that's all there is to it. So sometimes that will mean I've got three things on that are a bit unusual. But most of the time, I've just got normal stuff with a bit
right,
of weirdness.
Okay, that
on.
Makes sense.
Because you know, some people are like, this is how I dress.
Yeah.
I don't really want to do
it's
that.
It's why the Paul McCartney thing survived so much, the Paul McCartney top.
Because I just love it. I love that T-shirt. But what do you... So how do you think of your dress? Because you've made a concerted effort in the cap game over the last 6 months.
Yes, thank you. I bought some caps.
How many did you buy?
I've got quite a lot.
So 2 years ago, you had basically real. No caps.
Money for caps don't seem real.
That is a Pink Floyd song.
No. I buy a lot from Vinted. And they're only about £6 a pop.
You're still doing the song. It sounds like you're doing like a real early 70s prog rock.
I think if you lined all them up, I've got 28 caps.
February is sorted, isn't it? February is absolutely sorted.
I will wear a cap a day in Feb.
A cap a day in Feb. 28?
Yeah.
I've got two.
Well, I've gone a bit mad, haven't I, on Vinted. I've spent a fortune on Vinted.
How much have you spent?
Nearly 150 quid.
You've spent more than that on 28 caps?
Yeah, that's true.
There's no way you get it for £3
I mean,
each.
I might have spent 200 quid plus. On caps?
I think it must be more than that.
I've spent more on caps probably than I've spent on undies in my entire life.
I spent 200 quid on underwear last week.
What?
I've been buying some new clothes.
There's a fucking cost of living and you're spending 200 quid on boxes.
Yeah.
What kind?
Well, I'll tell you why there's a cost of living. No, that doesn't make sense. I'm not to do with inflation.
What kind of boxes?
Uniqlo.
Are they that expensive?
They are when you buy 12 pairs and 12 pairs of socks. New socks, yes please, look at that. A slightly thicker wearing piece for the winter months. I've got three of these. Two for 12, another one. Then I got eight pairs of
two for 12.
I've got eight pairs of black socks, because they're just your hand in the mix. I don't
yeah,
know what to wear.
You don't know what, you don't, who cares what's part,
yeah,
partner with what?
One red pair for fancy. And dating.
Stop looking, it's not The Office.
Oh, yeah, sorry. And then I bought some nice, thick, chunky ones. But overall, because I got to the point, and you're going to hate this.
Oh, God.
I was wearing a pair of boxers 4 days in a row.
That's foul. That's
he's
fucking
he's
foul.
Wiping, he's wiping other man's fucking shite off the toilet seat, and you're... We're in four.
Yeah, but the difference is
four in a row.
There's only one man's filth in my, well, maybe two, in my boxes on any given moment, right?
That's a bleak day.
So I take them off, and here's what you do: you do this, you do two different smell tests. You do the smell test at night. If it's clearly rotten,
that's why I'm eating the cappuccino.
If it's clearly rotten from the day's wear, they go in the washing basket. If there's a gentle hum, we reassess in the morning.
Turn them inside out?
No, we don't turn them inside out. I'm a monster.
Hold on. So you wore a pair of boxes 4 days on the trot.
Okay.
The same way.
Yes. So then you smell them again in the morning. If the hum has dissipated...
Where would it have gone?
I guess into my house.
I thought...
I don't know what else to say.
The hum would have only just matured.
No, it doesn't mature because the bacterial growth can only go so far. So then the hum dissipates. Yes, they're not quite as crisp as they were the morning before, but you put them on again. Now, here's two things that are crucial in this. I'm a very good wiper. I've got a home bidet system.
Yeah, yeah.
So my arsehole is not covering these things in cream.
And can I guess the second one? Can I guess the second one?
Go on.
Talc.
No talc!
What?
No, because all talc is surface area, and that allows things to be trapped. The other thing, I do not drip.
Oh,
I think
you're lying.
I'm a no-drip guy. You could smell the front of my boxes now. Close your eyes. Oh. I'm going to put something in front of you.
No, fuck off. I'm okay, not smelling that way.
But if you smelt the front of my boxes now, you wouldn't even know there'd been a...
So you're a no-drip man.
I'm a no-drip boy, and I've got a bidet system.
So from the minute you stop weeing, how long are you happy with yourself to then pop it back in?
I probably do 70 or 80 shakes. No, I probably... And here's another thing, right? Here's another tip for the boys at home. And the girls. I dab the tip with a bit of tissue.
Oh, Gowie.
Why, what do you do, Ethan?
No, I just didn't like the hand gesture and the tip against the tissue.
What do you not do? Do you not dab the tip?
If I'm...
You don't put hand gel in that, do you, as well?
You know what? If I'm at work, I would. If I'm at home, I wouldn't.
Okay.
I'll just give it a shake off.
No, see, I always dab the tip. So there's two things. So basically, fronts is, backs is, there's no real soilage. The only real thing I'm avoiding here is the acidic gusset sweat.
Oh man, this is rough.
This is a tough one, isn't it?
But here's the other thing. This time of year, it's a little bit colder out. I'm sweating a little bit less.
That's true.
So I'm not producing as much of that. So these boxes can last 4 days. And the only reason I'm having to do that is because for some reason, I don't know where they go, whether they're in Lizzie's drawers, whether they've been thrown out. I'm just running out.
What happens in Lizzie's drawers?
Well, I don't know. Sometimes something gets put away somewhere else.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to put this stuff in here just because we've got some people coming around. And next thing you know, it's at the back of her wardrobe. I'm never going in there.
No, so, you could just go in there. We could all agree on that, couldn't we? We could just have a look at the back of the wardrobe instead of wearing a pair of boxers four days in a row.
Do you know what my name is? Is it Edmund? Is it Lucy? Do you think I squirrel around in the back of wardrobes looking for adventures with a Mr. Tumnus? Do I fuck, mate? I let Lucy sort her wardrobe. You once, what are you saying?
You did bring Turkish Delight in once, and he loves it.
Maybe my name is Edmund.
He loves Turkish Delight.
Maybe Aslan is in the back of that wardrobe and he's wearing my boxers.
Mad. So that's mad.
So what? Like 200 quid worth of pants and socks.
Mental.
Sorted. 5 years. I'm calling it 5 years until I buy a new.
Do you think? Yeah. Well, that's a good investment then, I guess. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yesterday.
Black Friday today as well, as this comes out.
Sick of it.
How much are you on offer today, Ethan?
How much am I on offer? What does that mean?
Where people want to buy you.
Pardon?
Excuse me?
I'm not
how
available.
How much do you think you'd cost? And then...
Four. No, for what? What for? Oh, for the purpose?
Four, I was going to say. No offense.
I don't know. Just the sort of...
You might be low, but you're worth more than that.
Be a Thank friend.
You. Be your friend.
How just have a round.
Let's put this in Japan. Is it Japan? You see that like viral video that goes around? Where you can rent an old man.
Oh.
For what?
Non-sexual. You just pay him.
Do you get to use things like OAP bus pass?
I think, remember, he does. You get to... He'll come sit with you in the park. He'll chat to you. He'll come round to your house, you can have dinner with him. It's basically like rent a bud.
How much?
Well, like I said, well, this we're going to do. How much do you think you'd go for on the open market?
To go have a sandwich with you in the park or whatever.
So they get you for 24 hours.
24 hours of to stay
and
over?
They can't do anything sexual with you or make
well, they
you.
They can, but it's, you know, there's no
as
reason.
As long as you're up
yeah,
for it.
There's no reason you can't fall in love.
All right, I'd say £15 an hour, so times that by 24. It's like just under 300 quid a day, is it?
which sounds good. Nice. 300 quid a day is good, but isn't what minimum wage is like £12.90?
Yeah, so I'm above that.
Yeah, but not that's a lot. True, though,
but you've got to think a bit more of yourself. They can do whatever they want with you.
Yeah. Like a pretzel.
I think that's a nice day out.
But the other problem with you, Ethan, is in very much the sort of the Brothers Grimm type fairy tale world, you're small enough to fit into a witch's cauldron.
Mm,
which does
so
add an element of danger that me and Joe don't have. Because if you're like, oh yeah, come round, where do you live? In the centre of the woods,
like Hansel
look
and
for
Gretel.
The gingerbread picket fence.
Yeah.
You could be absolutely fucked in that scenario. So I think you need to put your price. I'd say $16.50.
Yeah, $16.50. Although, what would your Black Friday deal be? Could we get like buy one, get one, get a day free?
No, you don't get a whole day free. That's mad.
Shave your mustache into our sink and keep the pieces.
You could do that. I could give a part of me to you.
Excuse me? Which just, part?
Well, like a little tash piece or like, I don't know, what else is disposable? A nail? Something to remember the trip by?
Toenail won't be bad. I'd keep an Ethan's toenail.
That'd be good, that. Put it in the witch's cauldron.
Yeah.
Toil and trouble, etc. in there already. Put a toenail in.
Are you going to go shopping today, Black Friday?
I don't know if I'd do it in that sense. I don't believe in sales. I'm not trying to make this F all about me,
What do you mean you don't believe in sales?
All bollocks. Because every shop you ever go on, any time of year, there's a little... It goes men's, women's, featured, new in, collections, whatever, sale. But that text is in red.
Yeah.
And that's all year round. I'm seeing some Black Friday sales up to 15% off. 15? So if I buy a T-shirt for 35 quid, in £4 off. That's not enough.
Yeah, but it's still a sale.
It's better than nothing, but you end up buying stuff you didn't need because it's a little bit cheaper.
I miss the days where you could sit on social media and watch the Black Friday events unfold. Yeah. And I remember they were massive in America, weren't they? So basically, the doors would open in a Walmart and there'd be a big scrap to get a telly for £3.
The other one that we always saw, Best Buy, which is a shop we don't get over here.
No, we don't get Best Buy.
They're always scrapping in a Best Buy.
Scrapping. And for about 2 or 3 years, I think this is 2011, 2012, it came to the UK. Chaos at the doors of our shops where people would scrap over, you know, a slow cooker that's now... 17 quid. Yeah. But it's the best old cooker you'll ever have.
Yeah,
that's now gone because of online. It's sad. Bring back the violence. Do you think
in person shopper to shopper violence? I want to see trolleys mangled on aisle 3. Do you know what I mean? I want to see a child having to seek refuge in that slow cooker, and he's in there for 2 days while the war subsides. Then you just lift him out, and he's... The meat falls off the bone. They accidentally turn it on. Right. You can pull him apart with a fork at that point. But I missed that.
Yeah, it was
just
good
to see the barrel moments, didn't you? It was people smacking each other around the heads with tellies.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Cashiers getting cut in half. Didn't see that one. But you know what I mean? It was insane.
So tell me about Thanksgiving. Have you ever spent a Thanksgiving in America?
I don't think I have.
So it's your mum celebrating, you know, the day with you in here in the UK.
Mm.
So... Where's your mum from again?
America.
What?
America.
America. But whereabouts in America?
She was born in California, in San Diego. But did a lot of her living around the old Michigan area.
Amazing. So she would have spent many a Thanksgiving there.
Yeah. So then you just get a turkey.
Did you do it a lot as a kid?
Yeah, we do every year.
Really?
Yeah, to start with, so all the... When my dad went to America, when he met my mum to start with, him and his mates went over to America. There was a big group of them.
There was a group of them? And one mum?
No, well, she had her mates who became part of the group as well. Some came over, some stayed there. Like, one of my dad's mates moved to America and still is married to one of my mum's mates who's
no
American.
No way! Why did they all meet in the first place?
My dad
Pen pals?
No, my dad was just in San Francisco and they just met. He was like, oh, I know this friend of a friend, blind date kind of vibe. I don't know, blind date, but like...
What?
Oh, I know this woman. And who's my mum now? You two might like each other, so they met and then moved apart and then came back and then did a bit of a...
Proper romantic that, Ethan, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, one of the best.
Love Actually. So for many years growing up, all of that group of people and their kids and all that, we would have Thanksgiving together every year. A big occasion of it.
Yeah.
Which we don't do as much now because then you have kids and then people get older and move away and different things.
And like the main difference between the food of Thanksgiving and Christmas...
Yeah.
What is it? And can we'll I ask, in America, yeah. do they still do Christmas like we do Christmas? Do they do turkey again?
I think so.
Wow, double turkey, two months.
yeah, I think they do. Although ours isn't the most traditional Thanksgiving ever, because it's like just the bits that we do here. But like, you've had the pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
Didn't love it. You liked it. You liked it.
It didn't get in the club, did it? But it was worth a try.
It was nice. I love it. But it's and we've spoken about this before, and I'd, you know, please just let it pop. The sweet potatoes with the marshmallows.
Yeah, is that going to make an appearance this year?
Just a bit. Although we haven't really got any Thanksgiving plans this year.
Oh,
but I'm seeing everyone on Friday, mm-hmm. which is today, as this goes out. We're recording this on Wednesday.
Guilty. Shoot him.
What, for letting people behind the curtain?
What? Shoot him.
So hopefully we'll have a little Thanksgiving, maybe a Thanksgiving sandwich or two, with a little turkey, a bit of cranberry on there.
And do you individually go around and say what you're thankful for?
Nah.
Have you thought about it this year?
What am I thankful for this year? I guess I am thankful for slightly decreased interest rates on 5-year mortgages.
Yeah, that's true.
That's helped a bit. That's helped by about £45 a month.
That's good. What about your coffee intake? You really love coffee this year, aren't you? That's
I've really been into coffee this year. Although, do you know what? I think I need I can't do it anymore.
What?
Sorry. I was going to say, I need to spend big on my coffee machine. But I can't afford to anymore now because the new mortgage is it's crippling me, man. Boy, I haven't started paying it yet. I'm already crippled by it.
Yeah, well, I'd just tell you what I'd do. I'd probably not spend £200 on pants. Ethan, me and you, we had a great day out yesterday.
Oh, we did. We had a great day out yesterday.
Did you get to Breaking Joe's? I suppose we're already in it, I guess. Me and Ethan, I suppose you did as well. We got invited to the first ever, well, this is for the Sloppy Joe's history, award ceremony.
Were we nominated for?
No, sadly, we weren't nominated.
Okay.
We were asked to be VIP guests.
You were asked
guests.
To pad out the numbers.
So to speak. We did get this message about a month ago, by the way, didn't we, Ethan?
About a month ago, we did.
Are you okay, by the way? Because are you right? What's going on?
I've got two difficulties over here. I've got only a piece of paper that I can write on, and since I write on it and I mix it with one hand, I can't keep the paper still. And the other difficulty is my headphones keep popping in and out of the slot, so all the way through I can just hear boop boolu, boop boolu, boop boolu, boop boolu. I've had that for about 25 minutes now.
Right. I would encourage you to take the headphones off.
Yeah, yeah, maybe I should. But
I don't think you're fully in this pod yet, so please can you take the headphones off?
We just got to trust that it's working, and we'll sort that for next week. How does that feel for you? You've never done that before, have you?
No, it's a bit wild, actually.
Just to let you know, right now, it would be funny, whoever's editing this, to turn the volume right down and keep this on for a good 10 seconds. Okay? Yeah? Say something. No, you don't have to mime it. Just turn the volume down. Anyway, so we got invited to the I Love Manchester Awards. It was happening at Manchester Central. A twist. Wasn't there, Ethan?
I love how we've got to a twist. We haven't even had the gist. And we're already at the twist.
Because we got asked to do something 24 hours before it. Because we were just going to go to the awards.
So what was it going to be? What is? Explain the environment to me without giving any details of what happened while we were there. So the Oscars celebrates the best motion pictures of the year.
Yeah, what does Isle of Manchester celebrate?
What
does Isle of Manchester celebrate?
It celebrates the people of Manchester, the community there, the wonderful people, but also the businesses of Manchester, from restaurants to pubs to cafes to charities.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was a celebration of all that, and there's going to be about 20 awards, a lot of awards. And we were invited to just go sit and be part of the VIP tables. Ooh.
How many VIP tables are there? How many normal tables are there?
How many VIP tables? Three, maybe.
Really? You were there?
We were the fucking, man.
Top tables.
Anyway, 24 hours before a twist, we get a DM, don't we, Ethan?
The biggest of twists.
You could tell it.
So we get a DM the day before, I think it was, Joe.
Yeah.
24 hours, yeah. Was it a DM?
Yeah,
said
DM.
That. Said that twice, but you know, Ethan.
Sorry. Just to clarify.
I don't have the headphones
24
on.
Hours before, we get a DM.
And the DM...
our paid DM for us to read.
The DM says, you wouldn't happen to want to give out the award for the best pub in Manchester, would you?
Would we? No. Come on!
The first question is, who dropped out last minute?
I don't think anyone dropped out last minute. I just think there was a lot of putting together of this award, and they went, oh shit, pub of the year, who can give away that award? We were already going, we said yes.
It's unreal.
We were there, ready to give out pub of the year.
Okay, well, start me through the beginning of the night. Where did you meet? Because I've seen two or three things on the old business card, including a Sainsbury's, which I didn't really think was necessary. But we won't worry about that.
Sainsbury's?
£12.90 on the business card.
What did you do?
Building through the evening to the award and beyond, because I want the full deets. I don't know anything about this.
Right, so first of all, the attire. I was going to not wear a suit, but I decided best of it to look a little bit smarter.
Wasn't it like a black tie?
Well, what, it wasn't black tie, was it, Ethan?
No, it was a black tie. It's just you didn't wear a black tie. But it said very clearly it was a black tie event. So I went in black suit. I bought a bow tie from Amazon for £2.30.
Brilliant.
Unbelievable. So he's got a dicky bow on, by the way, this kid. A dicky bow. I'm wearing a suit. We went smart. We go to Manchester Central. It's a gorgeous part of Manchester. It used to be a train station. Now it holds like gigs and events. And we once pulled a bus in there.
Mm.
We got lucky. So you get in, there's a little bit of a champagne reception. Ethan's a little bit late.
Did you meet there?
Yeah, we met outside the champagne reception. Ethan's a little bit late. Lo and behold, we bump into some special guests. Our kid, Dave Scott, who've had on the pod, and Jay Motti, who was on last week.
Brilliant.
It was good to speak to them. We started chatting, all good fun. Ethan rocks up. We're still in the foyer section. It's time now to go take your seats.
Is there a red carpet?
There was a red carpet,
Did you get snapped?
We didn't get snapped.
Did you not get snapped?
No, because we were late. Ethan was late.
Why were you late, Ethan?
The car park where I work had a 40-minute delay getting out, which I've never seen before. So that was a bit of a nightmare. And also, I should mention, actually, I didn't tell Drew this. So the night before, I got all my suit and everything ready. I hung it all up and I was like, I'll give
you
shit.
Did you iron it?
Eh?
Did you iron your suit?
No, the suit got dry cleaned 3 years ago, has all the labels on still of the dry clean from 2022. Awesome. And I got out the cupboard and I was like, this is perfect, it's all sorted for me, which is great because I completely forgot about it. So that was all ready to go. But I got my white shirt out ready to iron it and the iron wouldn't heat up. It was broken. So what I did was, half past midnight the day before, I ordered an iron that came at 1 p.m. the next day. So when I got home and I was running late because I couldn't get out of this bloody car park, I did get the new iron out and give her a quick
pass.
So I did.
He can't come in a concertinaed shirt though, can he?
But he didn't take his jacket off at all. All you could see is the small little bit down there.
He just ironed that.
If you ironed the back, I'd be fuming. Did you iron the back?
I did. One, cursory glance of it.
Whatever. Right. Anyway, so we've got to find our seats. He's fuming because he's booked under Joe Smith. Don't know who you know, if you know who that is. But someone didn't tell him that Joe Smith wasn't coming. Anyway, we find our seats.
Got it.
We're sitting on a table of six. There's eight bread rolls. We're in.
Yes.
As long as the other two don't fancy an extra one, me and Ethan, spot on. There's butter for the table. We had far too much for just me and Ethan's bread rolls. Sorry about that, anyone who shared a table with us.
Did you eat all the butter? All the communal butter?
The butter was so nice.
It was.
We made a little vlog of it and we reviewed the butter. That's how good it is. It made us think that we should do it in the Patreon special.
Where can we see this vlog?
It should be on Patreon now.
Okay, I haven't seen that, so I want to see that.
We want to do a butter review. We want to get them all out.
You carry gold.
Yeah, do you remember that time we did let's just lob every single sweet down on the table from your celebrations, heroes, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, that was great.
You know, what it sent us do, lads, didn't it? We want to get
crazy that actually
butter aisle on this table.
Okay.
Nothing. It was like a whipped butter. And it was very pale, wasn't it, Ethan?
Oh, yes, very much so.
Anyway, we had far too much.
Was it lard?
No telling. But all this is happening, and we're sitting down, and we're getting some drinks, and me and Ethan start thinking, what do we do to make a bit of an impact? There's a lot of people in this room, isn't there, Ethan?
How many would you say?
Right. I don't know anything you're about to say. What I would, first of all, just to get out because my opinion on this would be you. The last thing you need to do is make an impact.
No, well, we started riffing. So me and Ethan are pissing our pants whilst eating our starter. 6 out of 10. What was it like? It was like a...
It was almost like an arancini potato cheese vegan and duja vegan bowl. And duja.
That's one of the things, right? I don't mind vegan food. I don't mind vegetarian food, right? Okay?
Yeah.
Just call it something else. Because in duja is just melted sausage meat. Just call it something else.
Okay.
Ran over.
Smoked paprika paste.
Smoked paprika paste. And it would be delicious still.
Okay.
Melted pig. Anyway. So we're scranning and we're... Joe, we're having the time of our lives. It feels like we're in the writing room for something like The In-Betweeners.
SNL.
We're back and forth. Why should that stay in? Yeah.
What are you writing?
Well... Here's some of the jokes.
No, but are these to be presented when you give your award out?
Yeah, because they said, right, we're going to bring you on stage.
Oh, fucking hell.
Okay, but here's the thing. Here's crucial. We haven't been told about the going on stage bit yet. Someone said, oh, do you know, when you get your desserts, Michelle will come. She'll tell you everything you need to know.
Do they know about your...
We're riffing.
90-minute post-food sort of slumber?
No, when we timed it, it was 4.5.
Okay.
So we're riffing back and forward, Ethan. We're going to do a little joke about, you know, loving Manchester and how much, because that was the theme of the night. And then Ethan's going to stay quiet throughout the start of it. And then he goes, why I love it. He's from Newcastle. Very funny.
Yeah. Okay.
We also wanted to riff on the fact that him being from Newcastle.
I'm so scared.
Do you know the way the Ant and Dec and I'm a Celebrity reveal who's been nominated for a task?
It might be you. Or that.
Yeah. So what did you want to do, Ethan?
I wanted to do like the Frog and Partridge. It might be you. But like
I'm on the floor.
It's not you.
I'm on the floor.
You got stitched from all the butter.
This is brilliant
stuff. The person sat next to us fell off the chair laughing, doesn't the joke?
Couldn't believe it. Carried out. Everything Ethan's saying, everything I'm saying, we're on a roll. And then I get this brainwave.
Speaking of on a roll.
Yeah. I thought of a gag. But there's a... There's something in our way.
Is it the reality of the situation?
On the table, what we really needed more than anything else in this for this gag was a bread roll. But we've eaten them all. So.
Right,
here's the gag.
There's no joke in the world that needs the bread roll.
It does.
You love it, Joe. So here's the gag.
I'm so glad I wasn't there.
So we do all that speech, you know, we're up there for about 6-7 minutes.
6-7 minutes? You've made the whole thing about you. There's 20 awards.
And then before we read out the
fucking hell, it would have been 6 hours long if everyone did this.
Before we read out who's won, I go, Ethan.
So talk me through then. So this is it.
This is the joke.
No, I need to know more. Sorry to slow you down. So then what? So you've written all this.
No, we need to tell you this joke first.
Okay.
So here's the finale. This is the
start
final
of the gag. End, of course.
This is the final gag. I'm warning the people who run the building that the roof might come off.
Okay.
I go, Ethan, you won't believe it. On the way up here, someone tried to rig the winner. And Ethan's like, what? Go on, let's do it now. Someone tried to rig the winner, Ethan.
What do you mean, Drew? That sounds a bit disgusting.
You won't believe it. They tried to offer me, if I read out their name, a bread roll. Ethan, just all they offered me was a bread roll to rig the winner.
How cheap do they think you are, Drew? Where are these people?
They're over that way. And I hold out a bread roll. Mate, well, I've got my top off. I'm thinking it's going to be this funny. Unbelievable. Anyway, Michelle finds us. She says... She said, they're just going to ask you, and who's won? And you just say the winner. We don't have any time for jokes. Half an hour wasted. And you know what was the maddest thing is?
What?
Is the woman thought she was doing us a favour, that we were starving. She brought us 12 bread rolls before dessert. We were full.
Wait a sec. So you didn't get to do any of your jokes.
You should see the video.
There was no, it might be you.
No.
There was no, I was offered a bread roll and, oh, look, I've got a bread roll. There was none of it.
Here's what happened. They go, please welcome to the stage, the Sloppy Joe's podcast. Me and Ethan go up.
Yep.
Evening. And then they're straight in. And here, this is the two main presenters. And here are the finalists. Boom. Big screen above us. They're showing the finalists. And then
so
they
who
go.
Are the finalists? I want to hear this.
The British Protection, who follows on Instagram, yeah, big
they
fans.
They messaged us last night.
Fox and Pine, don't know. Oldenbar, maybe.
Not sure.
Mulligans.
No.
Crown and Kettle. No. Shit, I need two more. Newcastle didn't win. So they're up on the screen. And then as soon as that finishes, they say to us, the presenters, and the winners are.
Right.
Where do we get the... the bread roll gag. And do you know what's worse? We've got the Royal Northern College of Music behind us doing a boom, 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 boom.
Heartbeat.
Boom, boom. So not only, if we start telling the jokes, we've got to start doing it in rhythm. I'm not up for that.
And I was offered a bread roll.
It might be you. So then,
how cheap do you think I am? Here's the roll. Doesn't quite work, does it?
So I just fucking said... and the winner is Mulligans, and they won.
But I got to say Mulligans.
Did you?
Yeah, so Joe said, and the winner is.
The problem with Mulligans is they charge you £7.90 just for saying the name now.
Yeah, fuck
that's
you.
The only issue
Joe had another good gag. What he was telling everyone beforehand was he said that Mulligans has offered Joe £20 to rig the vote. And Joe fired back saying, that would even get me 3 pints at your pub.
They generally did offer me £20 beforehand to rig the vote as well.
No, they didn't.
Oh, in the pub, yeah. £20.
But how could you rig it?
I couldn't. I think they were that confident that they were going to win.
Do you think it's the best pub in Manchester?
No. But it's a good pub.
It's very good.
Listen, if all the pubs in the world, and I know this is easy to say, if all the pubs in Manchester sold everything at the same price, possibly will be the best pub in the world. Our, like, because, for example, me and my dad went in there 2 weeks ago. My dad loves it. It's an old school pub. He used to go there a lot. He's known it since the day it opened. He got in there at 11:30. It was one of those fun days. No, 12 o'clock. There was already a fucking band going. Yeah. There was live music
flowing.
Yeah,
that's cool.
And he had one of the best Guinnesses outside of Dublin. Loved it. But then you do clock up the fact that you're paying £7.90 for a pint.
A lot.
But they've offered us some free merch.
Okay, well I'm back in then. It's
yeah,
too
we're
cheap.
Back.
Let's
yeah.
start charging.
They have offered us a night out in there as well.
Have they?
Yeah.
What, Mulligans?
Yeah.
Oh, when?
I got my ways, my friend.
Really?
Well, do you know when they're on stage, you'll say hello and all that? Because they came on stage, me and Ethan got to get a picture with them.
Oh, so they came up on stage?
Yeah, they came up on stage.
What does the award look like?
Just says I love Manchester and says Mulligans on it. So when they came up and got a picture with us, yeah. I sort of clocked who it was. And then when I was on my way out, I went to say congratulations and all that. Then they've had a few drinks. Like, yeah, you better come down. Really? Well, that's a fucking £300 night, isn't it?
Yeah.
It costs. Really? Yeah. What's your Instagram? Right, cheers, mate. Added him. Signed, sealed, delivered.
He did all that on stage? That's incredible.
On my way out, I said. On my way out.
Oh, okay. He's on his way out at this point.
Okay.
I think God, man. How upsetting.
That's such a shame, though.
The rug pulled under from under us.
Did you have you got any of these gags as they were being written in real time on camera?
We were having too much fun. We were having too much fun.
Was everyone on the table just loving it then? Were you two the life of the table?
Yeah, probably were.
I'll tell you who was the life of the table.
So who else is on there?
No, I'll tell you who's the life of the table. Mm. Ethan is the life of the table.
Yeah.
In a situation like
yeah,
that.
I can see that.
He's in his element.
Because he's approachable.
Yes.
And when he's had a beer, you can't...
He's had a beer, he's great. And he only had... And do you know what was good as well? There was no pints kicking about. He's on 330 mils. I could keep a lid on him.
That's good.
Which is crucial.
You need that at times, Ethan. You'll
and also, he's like, yeah. He's a little cheeky chappy.
Yeah,
he's cheeky. Got free food on the way. This for me. Like that lovely...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sort of bewildered
yeah.
man.
It's like, Ethan, come on, yeah. You're 27. It's a fucking free food. This for me. Like that, not eating yet. And then he's telling everyone that he's had beans on toast 5 days on the bounce. This is the
true. True.
Yeah, the whole table knows of his diet. 5 days on the bounce, he had beans on toast.
They're see, all my boxes would last if that was my diet.
They're all looking worried. And he goes, don't worry. Yesterday, I mixed up a bit. I had onions and peppers with it.
It's true. I'd mix it up, different vegetables, different meats.
To keep the scurvy away, is it?
Eh?
To keep the scurvy away, is it?
Beans is a vegetable.
That's not what scurvy comes from, but that's fine.
So he has... Just tell us about your fat. So you have one piece of sourdough.
Yeah.
And one tin of beans.
And maybe a full onion, a full red pepper.
Full onion?
A full onion.
You're trying to be low FODMAP.
But I've been poorly, haven't I? So... This is all I've had in the house is tins of beans and some veg.
You look so much like that guy from the Disney film right now. I can barely stand it. What's it called? Like Kingdom of Time or whatever?
I've never seen Disney.
What's Kingdom of Time? You talk. I've just realised who Ethan looks like, and it's insane.
But yeah, so I leave because it's a bit late. By the way, David Scott, our kid, did a brilliant poem.
Yeah, he opened the show, didn't he?
Yeah, they did a gorgeous tribute to Manny from the Stone Roses, who we sadly lost. What a hero.
Yeah.
And Rowetta sang as well from the Happy Monday. She was great.
Yeah.
The Royal Northern College of Music were brilliant as well. They did like a little soundtrack to everyone winning the award.
I didn't tell you this. Rowetta went up to announce one of the awards, and it was for... I can't quite remember what it was for, but she had a horse in this race. She really wanted this particular individual to win.
What?
And she was like saying beforehand, like, these people are all great, but like, I really want it to be someone I know. Like, I really want it to be someone I know, like, passionately so. Like, almost like putting all her cards on the table saying, this is who I want it to be before she drew it. And it was that person, thankfully. So she got very emotional when the person came up. But it was a bit like, God, this person better win. Otherwise, if someone's going to...
Do you think she knew they'd won?
No. She
would have known, because it does say on the...
Yeah, that's a bit cheeky, isn't it?
Yeah, she sort of ruined their moment then, didn't she?
Yeah.
So I leave... thinking, you know what, I need to get some beauty sleep for the show the next day.
Yeah.
But what a fucking shit timing. I leave, City have just left Etihad. And you're always on edge a little bit around, because you just don't know if they've spot you doing any United stuff. I've given City grief in the past, anyway, everyone's
and
all
they've
right.
lost 2-0 as
and
well.
They've lost 2-0, and it's an evening game, so a few cans. Anyway, got home all right. Ethan, I've heard rumours he was out till 2 in the morning.
What time did you leave?
I left at 10.
Ethan, is that true?
I'm going to have to quash those rumours of the fridge. But I did have a good time. Who was it, Matt, who was on our table?
Matt White. He does lots of Manchester food videos. Yes, he's nice. He got brought up on stage as local personality.
And he didn't like that, Matt. And when he came back down, just a bit like, it's like,
it
we don't know who you are, isn't it?
To be called the local personality.
It sounds like local nutter a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So this radio presenter who's hosting the award said this local personality. So he came up, sat back down, and we're like, hey, local personality. He didn't like one bit. He's like, hi, the cheek, bloody hell. When McGrath left, Matt then got called up again to do another reward. And by this point, Matt's had a few beers and a few wines. And he goes up and he hooks up and he was like, he gets to the award, he goes like, so remember, no one's like doing any like speeches or anything. It's straight to the point. So he's like, yeah, I got called local personality before. First of all, I'm not local. And what does personality mean? Yeah, it was really good.
Oh, he's
and the radio presenter's just like staring at him like smiling.
Oh, he's
like,
so cringy, fucking hell.
No,
Matt.
It was great. It was really funny.
Oh, Matt.
It was proper funny. And then he read the award and he sat back down and I was like, that was great. And he couldn't stop laughing at himself. He thought it was hilarious.
But he'd be good on the podcast, Matt. He's got some mad stories.
Oh, get him on. He's so good. And then that set the precedent from then on for everybody else to do ad libs and stuff. I know if we were later on and that gate had been opened, we could have done our stuff. Definitely.
Did anyone else do a joke?
There was no joke so much. Actually, there was a bit of. Yeah, there was one chap who was quite funny.
There was a whole routine, apparently.
Yeah.
Doing this joke about this bread roll. They talked about being from Newcastle. Anton Deck were there.
Do you know what I would say? And I know this is a timing issue. I understand why the people reading out the awards don't get much time to say anything because they want to keep the night going.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. You win an award, you get up, and then you just get told to fucking sit back down. Like, for example, there's a community project called Dancing with Dementia. They won an award. You know, they got up on stage. They even get to say hello, where they're from, what they're about. We know nothing about them. Take your picture.
No, it's a good point. You should say, like, if you've got anyone who want to be involved in this, you can find us here. Thank you so much.
Yeah, someone won a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Who?
DJ Paulette.
Oh, that was who I was talking about. Sorry,
she stood
before.
Up.
Yeah.
This is a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Whole lifetime.
Boil
it down to this moment.
Sit down.
Sit down, please.
Right.
Maybe they should
let them do gags. Let them do gags.
Maybe they should only do 13 awards next year, but everyone gets a couple mins.
Yeah, please. But really lovely night.
Like the whole awards in general, just the idea of getting people from the community, giving the recognition they deserve, because it is It is a really lovely thing, and I've never done anything like that before.
He loved
and,
it. He had
and I had a fantastic
one.
Time. It was really well
cake,
put together.
Parking cake? Have you heard of parking?
No, I've never heard of parking.
Is it nice, Ethan?
Well, I had it for the first time ever last week. I got it for free from a cafe because it was the last slice. Because I was talking to that old couple I think I was telling you about.
What?
You got a free slice of cake.
So you've never had parking in your life and you've had it twice in a week?
Yeah.
Neither time you asked for it.
Incredible, isn't it?
It is incredible.
Yeah. And everything happens in threes. So who knows when this extra parking is going to come?
Might be John Park and the footballer.
Yeah, it might be, yeah.
Who did he play for?
It is John Park, is it? He presents under the cosh.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. John Parkin.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen him play for York City before when I was in Curzon.
Yes, that was our big night. But all comes off a great little... weekend I had in Wales. I've had 4 days off. You know, I say I've had 4 days off. I had Monday, I had Friday and Monday off.
Wow.
Do you know what? I do like the job that I do at the minute. But knowing that I can...
Isn't it contract renewal time?
Yeah.
Do you not want to save this bit for maybe after that?
Yeah.
Are you slagging it off?
2 years, buddy. Anyway.
You getting a 2-year contract?
Shh, cut that bit out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Signed today.
Yeah. Signed it?
Yeah.
Well done, son. That's anyway, great. Two!
It's unprecedented!
Can we keep that in?
That's great!
Yeah, we can keep it in, actually.
Oh, go on, then. Well done. That's good.
Nice. Oh, I'm really happy with that.
No, it's good, yeah. So I'm on the radio for over 2 years. But crikey.
Feel free to be excited.
Well, this is the story. Thursday night, knowing that I can stay up and watch TV past 8:30 and not feel guilty. Wow.
Yeah.
What a moment.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I'm clock watching going, bloody hell, if I get to sleep now, that's 7 hours. Anyway, I had Thursday night off. Friday night, got around, had a butcher's bagel. Have you heard of...
Is that an arsehole?
Have you heard...
My butcher's bagel's fucking...
Joe.
Itchy as fuck, man.
Have you heard of...
Too much hand sanitizer on that seat.
Have you heard of Cladwells in Davenport? Cladwells.
Cladwells?
Cladwells in Davenport.
No, but I'm moving to Davenport.
Brilliant.
Cut that.
No, that's fine.
It's a fucking area, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's massive.
I'm living at 18 Grove Street, High Street.
Have you tried the Mayflower there yet?
No.
Great Chinese.
I can't wait to. I've heard only good things.
Can I keep this bit in? Davenport, nice
little. Just so you know, we by default we keep stuff in, and we take it out only if we need to. So you don't need to say before it's even say, let's keep this bit in. We accept that that's the case. Carry on.
Just to talk about the butcher's bagel.
Is that the butcher's in Davenport?
Yes.
Where they do the coffees?
Are you off your head? I don't know if you're taking the piss out of me.
And they do pies and pastries a little bit as well.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
It's great.
Really good.
Anyway, just a little bit further down, there's a Chinese called the Mayflower.
Lovely curved glass window on it.
I sat in there 2 Fridays ago, picking up a takeaway with me and Lennon. It's one of those cash only spots. I nearly told Becky to leave me in there.
To leave me.
I was fascinated by the Saturday night rush. I rocked up at 6:30. They said it was 10 minutes. I'm sat there, Joe, and the person behind the counter, he's reading everyone's order. Right, by the way, we ordered far too much. But then he's reading out the total. I'm there for 15 minutes. I'm clocking 250 quid plus. Because you'll go, right, in. Oh, he doesn't shout in, that's rude. But you know, you're coming, all right, you got this, and this, that's 31 quid. Bang. Mate, I'm there going, fucking hell.
You've got a small calculator, haven't you?
Oh my God,
trying to get a bit of
250
the last light so it'll work.
When Mike came, I was gutted. I was like, I want to know what their hourly, you know, taking.
So you think
Saturday
they're making somewhere circa a grand an hour?
There's a lot of money being exchanged in that hour. Anyway,
it's all cash as well.
Back to the butcher's bagel. Yes, bacon and sauce, a red sauce, and a delightful Bakewell tart, I must say.
Why did you go there?
They do a beautiful vegetarian breakfast for Becky.
At that place
on
in Davenport?
The map, yes.
Do they? Well,
the sausage was that good, she made me nibble it to see if it was real meat.
How was it?
I nibbled that sausage, my friend.
Was it good?
Yes, but you can tell.
You can just tell.
It's getting close. They'll catch me out.
Dangerously close, isn't it?
Yeah, dangerously close.
One day you'll accidentally eat a meal with no meat in it, and I think you'll be ill for months.
Anyway, we're going to Wales because it's Nat's birthday. Nat is a big fan of the show, loves the podcast.
Love that.
We're off to Wales. 2.5 hour drive, so I need my belly filling up.
Whereabouts are you going to in Wales?
Nyffanwy.
Isn't that the guy from Little Britain?
Yeah, it is.
Said that wrong. Niffin.
You just said the first of a Little Britain then.
So what is it called? Niffin?
Nyffan. It's a gorgeous place. So
it's not Nyffanwy, as you had to start with.
There's 8 of us, and we've all chipped in to stay in a gorgeous house. How the other half live, Joe?
That's you, though. What do you mean, how the other half live? You're talking about your life.
Yes, but if this is a family home, I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to own a home like this.
Okay.
But because there is 8 of you and you can all chip in, you know, 100 quid for the weekend.
I get you, yeah.
Then you can rent the house for like 800 quid, what we pay for, and then you can live like a millionaire. It had an Aga. Ethan, what's an Aga?
I thought you were going to say it had an Argos.
It had an Aga. No,
like a big Sainsbury's.
Is it
an Argos?
What's an Aga, Ethan?
Is it something to do with aquatics?
Listen to this. It's an oven that's never off.
Like the oven
in
your house.
It's my dream. I don't need to preheat the bad boy. It's always on.
It's like a big air fryer, isn't
it? I will never own an Arga, but for that weekend, I was the Arga boy
of
Wales.
So how are they fueled?
Don't ask questions.
Okay, sorry.
I didn't ask.
Because they don't turn up. And they used to, what they would do in old houses is they'd have the Arga in the room and they'd have a stone floor. And over time, the Arga would heat the stone. So the kitchen would be nice and warm and the floor would almost be like underfloor heating.
But
is it gas? You're not putting coal in it or something, are you?
Joe, I simply did not ask questions.
Okay, I mean that.
I probably could Google it, but I love
the
magic of the Arga. It's just always on.
How do you know what temperature things are? And how much fuel are we wasting with this thing?
Far too much. So we get there, have a great night. Things are getting giddy. I'm getting giddy. I'm on the Guinness.
Sure.
Boy, oh boy. Friday night, belting. Had a good fun. We had picky bits for tea. Saturday, we take a stroll to what has been voted. And I nearly fell over when I realised how close we were to it. The UK's greatest pub. It's called...
Mulligan's.
Google it as we're talking, anything, because I need to see this as I'm hearing about it.
Wait, you're going
to
love it. Search this. It's called The Cockin, but in Welsh it's called T-Y. That's the... C-O-C-H.
T-Y-C-O-C-H.
There's a little bit of a gap there between the T-Y and then in. Spelled I-N-N. That's the Welsh way.
They put an extra N on, but then they take...
The Thai Cockin.
Yeah, and is it in the fan way? There we go. Wait. Look, click
that's
on the
Google, not it.
Click on the Google Maps. No, it's not giving it how good it actually looks. Click on images.
Oh, you see maps.
Oh my God, can you see? It's a pub on the beach, Joe.
Wow.
There is no parking. Click on a good picture
here,
Joe.
It's such a bad job of finding this. Just go back up.
No, that's a shit photo. You don't even see the beach.
Go back to the Google search.
Oh, he's doing my head in.
Go back.
Also, there's a What are you doing?
No, go off images.
There we go. Click that first one. Click the first one on TripAdvisor.
Yeah, go on TripAdvisor.
You can kind of see what it looks
press
like.
Press visit.
There.
Press the visit button, and then there'll be loads of pictures in there.
Oh,
now we're talking.
Oh my God! So it's voted by the Times the UK's best pub. Okay. You have to walk to it by the beach.
Go back. I'm already excited. We're gonna have to save all these pictures.
The food was phenomenal.
I need to see that food. That is one of the most beautifully plump prawn mayos on toast I've ever seen.
Straight from the fisherman.
As I say, I realised I've never seen prawn mayo on toast before.
Keep going.
So it's the only one I've ever seen. The coleslaw looks fantastically fresh.
Oh my God. So there it is. Stop there.
Oh my God.
So you have to walk to it. Right. Nat puts it in Google Maps. It's a gorgeous day. So half an hour walk. Bliss half an hour. We just had a bit of breakfast as well. So do you know what my worry is, Joe, at this point? I'm worrying about, and I shouldn't do because I know I've got a big one, belly consumption. I'm worrying, I've just had a big brekkie.
Right.
Am I going to be able to fit
big
pints
Becky?
In? That half an hour walk,
sorry,
it moved bits in me. It created room.
Yeah.
for two lovely pints.
I love this.
But ring the bell.
How old are bring, you,
bring,
can I ask?
Bring, bring, 30. Bring, bring. What's that?
Oh, God.
Let's not start with a pint, but an extra large Bloody Mary.
Oh. You keep doing this.
Yeah. Anyway, we got a bit rat arse on the beach. Then we had Christmas dinner.
So can you drink on the beach? Can you have glasses on the beach?
So there's a wall, and then there's the beach. What you're allowed to do is drip, put the glass on the wall, and then you can have a sip. You've got to put it straight back down. So there's no wandering with the glasses.
Yeah, because you don't want that. All it takes is one person to smash a pint glass and that beach is fucked.
And for example, so I'm here, the dog's there, Buck's there, and we're playing fetch with the dog. He's running in the sea, he's fucking
Where's Trevor?
Loving it. Trevor?
The other dog.
Oh, Big Taylor. He's...
Don't. Is he? Is not?
No, he's just at home. Oh, so, Buck, but we couldn't take him because you can only fit three dogs in. That's the rule. We had Frank, who Daryl's dog, Coral, who's Lennon's dog. So they're all on the beach having a great time. A horse rocks up called Aragon on the beach
by himself.
Yeah,
Lennon. He introduced himself.
Lennon's a bit pissed. Right? I don't know if Lennon's going to be fuming at me putting this.
He didn't shag it,
but he's so pissed and he loves horses. He gets very emotional.
He cried. It's called Aragon as well. I'd be getting emotional.
So let me show you this video. He sort of he doesn't make love to the horse, but he really kisses it. Let me see if I can show you this.
Listen, I'll edit this.
There's Lennon there. Look at him. There's no taking that off my phone. You've got to watch that. You've got to zoom in.
Why is he kissing on his nose?
He says him and horses are mad. They've got some sort of crate. The woman who rid the horse on the beach, she said that Lennon broke her horse. It's not been the same since meeting Lennon.
Have you kept in touch with her?
No, she came back to the beach.
The horse that?
Fuming.
Lennon's poisoned the horse with his naughty kiss.
Fuming. So,
what do you mean he broke the horse? You didn't say that. The horse hasn't been the same.
Never been right.
It's 40 minutes later. It would have been never again.
Never been right. So we just had a great time.
Just a thing you've said.
Oh, I got in the sea as well.
Did you?
We did a running thing in the sea because Carly.
It's like running, but it was in the
Carly,
sea.
Who we go with has one of those sort of, and I don't, yeah, she's got one of those pages where it's like very much about positivity and life and that.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, you can get on board with it, or sometimes you can question it.
I'll get on board with it.
Yeah, you love positivity, you. Well, you ooze positivity.
Better than the opposite,
you
isn't it?
You ooze it. Anyway, one of the things she's like, right, she's like, we've got to run in the sea.
Yeah.
I put my big boy pants on.
Yeah.
And I ran in the sea. Are you proud of me?
All the way up to you, did you submerge your head?
I dived in.
Did you?
And I've got to say, as soon as I dived in.
Hated it.
I ran straight out.
Was it any good?
It's nice, yeah. Freezing. Refreshing. She said you'll never need a coffee again. Judging by the cup I've got in front of me,
you'll never need a coffee again because you ran in the sea once in
maybe she said
November 2025.
Day. But we just had a great time.
Was it nice?
Really lovely. And the Bailey scene. Wow.
There's a big Bailey scene out there. A big cream
scene. No, I brought the Bailey scene.
Oh, right.
And I'll always love how much people forget how good a Bailey's is.
I need to reconstruct that sentence in my head because there were so many sort of half and double negatives there. You love how much people forget how much they love. What?
No. Love how much people forget how good Bailey's is.
So Bailey's is good. People forget that and you love that they forget it. Why do you love that they forget it?
Because I get to be the Bailey's boy.
Brilliant. Yeah.
What's that?
I am the Bailey's boy.
What's that? A bag of ice and a fucking litre bottle of Bailey's. Who wants in?
Where you got the ice from?
There was a Nice local. 8 hands go up. I'm a bit upset.
You're not brought an octopus back. That's cruel. I know you've been fucking about at the beach, but you don't do that.
Lennon won't eat octopuses because they say they're too clever.
Yeah, it's like eating a sort of someone doing a sandwich gap year at university, I think. It's that level of intelligence. That's unbelievable.
What have you been up to? Anything exciting?
Have I not talked about me?
You didn't talk about cooking a curry, which is one of your highlights of the week. Yeah. Go on.
I cooked a curry. I cooked maybe the best curry I've ever made.
And where's the recipe from?
Because you know what I'm doing at the moment? I'm doing a little bit of recce and a bit of research for my Come Dine With Me. Because I've got 7 or 8 options on the table. We've done Dom, we've done you, we've done Ethan. We've always said when we move house, we'll do me. Yes? Say yeah. Yes. Say yes.
Well, you've got to move house.
Say yes, sir.
Have you farted, by the way?
I haven't farted. I've just got this picture of the curry out. Maybe that's what you can smell. And I made, for the first time ever, Ethan, a lamb chop curry.
I love lamb chops and I love curry. I never thought the two could possibly come together.
Well, the twain shall meet, actually.
With bone?
With bone. That was the only downside.
With bone.
What?
Has to be with bone.
Yeah, it's with bone.
That's what the chop
but
is.
I like is. Sucking on the... But I like...
Say it again.
Say it.
No, I told you.
It's 2026.
Well, I'll enjoy... So, have you ever had mutton curry?
Yes,
so
it's one of my favourites. It's one of the best.
Well, you get the marrow and you can suck the meat out the marrow because that's where... Rumour has it the most succulent of the meat lies.
Yeah, and then I've seen you use that marrowless bone as a straw to slurp up the rest of the curry through.
Well, that's exactly right. Like one of those cereals where you had the tubes back in the day, but with bone.
Yeah. So I bought a packet of lamb chops, and you made a great point earlier. I don't have to share any of that with Lizzie.
Yeah, because would she eat? Say you cooked a sauce, and meat was within it. Say, for example, if you cooked lamb chops, but then you took the lamb chops out, would she try the sauce?
I refer you to my previous answer.
No.
She wouldn't eat it. Because all the best bit is coming from the flavour of that meat fat, isn't it?
Yeah.
But honestly, so I made two curries. I made Lizzie a lovely green lentil and sort of corn chicken thing. Couldn't tell you what it was. And then on Pappy's side, in the big pan on the left... I didn't have time to marinate. What I would have liked to have done is to yogurt, spice, grill, and insert.
Yeah, nice.
Do like a sort of lamb tikka. Didn't have time. It's in there. Then I've got I'm making my spice mix. Coriander. Bit of, obviously, turmeric's in there. A few cardamom pods.
Yeah.
A couple curry leaves. A couple bay leaves. Wow. Salt. Pepper. Have I said turmeric?
You have said turmeric.
Cumin. Thank you. A little bit of garam masala later on as well. Don't mind if I do.
Come in. Who's at the door?
There's no one there.
More oil than you think, which is the thing with curry, isn't it? Because without oil, there's no calories in it. That's the mad thing with curry. People don't realise that. All of the reason a curry is bad for you is the oil.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it's basically just tomatoes, spices, and onion, ginger and garlic.
So just use yoghurt?
Instead of oil?
Yeah.
You can't fry stuff in yoghurt.
Low fat yogurt.
No, that's making it worse, not better. Anyway, and then you put your lamb chops in, lid on top, bit of water, leave it, 1 hour, 15 minutes. I didn't eat till gone 9 p.m. last night.
That's late, isn't it?
And also, because I was being so vigorous with my stirring, there was some fragmenting of the bones, which sounds like an old medieval tradition, doesn't it? But the fragmenting of the bones took place. So there was the occasional bit of bone, which next time I'd rework. What a play!
Unbelievable!
What a bit of food! Yeah,
the best curry you've ever made.
I think it was the best curry I've ever made. It just looks like curry. You can't really see. There you go, Ethan. Look at that. And do you know the worst thing is?
Ooh.
I saved one lamb chop and one sort of 2 or 3 spoons of curry. I was going to bring it in for you to try, and I was in such a rush this morning. I forgot.
You didn't need to say that.
Yeah, you could have kept that to yourself.
Well, what I'll do is, I'll freeze it. And I'll bring it in next week.
Great.
To freeze it.
You up for that?
Yes, I'm up for that.
Try a frozen lamb chop.
You know, well, defrost it.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, yeah, brilliant.
Yeah, I'm not going to make you have a lamb chop pop.
Sorry.
Are you up for that?
Yeah, I'm well up for it.
It was so good. So I'm still working out what we're going to do for my come down with me.
Ooh, so that might be on the menu.
There could be a curry. There's a few different things I'm sort of looking at the moment. But we're yet to work it out. So I'm very excited for that.
We'll love it.
Yeah. Have we got sloppy surveys?
No, but we've got top three. We've got time for a sloppy survey. We've got top three. Top three.
Prep this week.
The thing is with the top threes, we're coming into Christmas. Do we want to do top three Christmas? Do we want to do top three things we're thankful for? Because it is Thanksgiving yesterday.
Yeah.
I think we should do Christmas because it starts the tradition.
Okay, go then.
Do we want to do, food-wise, top three Christmas foods? But it's specific to the day, Christmas Day.
Okay.
So I don't want your Boxing Day sandwiches. I want what you eat on Christmas Day, the top three foods.
Okay.
I've got my first three. Boy, oh boy, do I love the Christmas breakfast. and in our house.
That's not a
food.
You just set the premise for this. And you've got to tell you what it
is. You just said it's got to be like on the Christmas menu. The Christmas.
No.
You've literally opened the door to it being anything that could be.
I literally said Christmas Day. You've got to eat it on Christmas Day.
Yeah, but an item, not a whole
meal.
I'm
about to tell you the item. You've just jumped down my fucking neck.
All right, go on then.
I said, I love a Christmas breakfast. Let me tell you what's on the fucking breakfast.
The Christmas breakfast, as though it was some sort of understood thing.
The Christmas breakfast for me. Smoked salmon on toast.
Is that Christmassy enough, Ethan?
It's the only time I eat smoked salmon.
That surprises me. I've not done that before.
You never had smoked salmon?
I'm not a big fan of smoked salmon. I like the raw sushi salmon.
Oof, right.
So how are you having it?
I'm having it with lots of butter on the bread, and then, if possible, if no one's looking, a full pack of the smoked salmon.
A full pack?
Yeah.
Wow.
Is the cream cheese in the fridge? Please.
What about capers and a bit of dill?
Nope. Don't believe in it. The second thing is your friend of mine, the gammon. Give me the gammon. Oh, it's got a bit of fat on. Keep it on.
Yes.
Save it.
Score it. Cook it. Keep it.
And
what are you having with that then?
It's a toss up between.
Is it studded with clove?
If I could eat the piece of gammon like it was an apple, I would. And now, there's a battle between the top two. Depends if I'm doing my 24-hour gravy, which I'm going to... This is breaking news. It's now 36 hours.
So you've got to start at fucking 2 a.m. on the 23rd.
Something's happened along the way. Something's happened along
the... You're in the middle of the night here, man.
Something's happened along the way where an extra 12 hours has been added. I've not figured out how yet. It's just...
It's you making it.
I've not figured out what's going on yet. It's between that or a fucking... We go to our local butchers and we get a pig in blanket that would literally bring you to your knees. Let's do that. Pigs in blankets.
So wait a sec. You were
smoked salmon, gammon, pig in blanket.
So, but I don't understand how you were fighting between top spot and the thing that lost out isn't even in the top three now.
I've not tried it yet. That's why. Next year.
I can't. Wait.
I can't put my 36-hour gravy in the top three when I'm yet to make it.
You've said, I don't know how, but an extra 12 hours has been added. It hasn't happened yet. You don't have to add those 12 hours.
I do. I do. Anyway, Joe, what's yours? My parking's run out.
Ethan, that's your third parking of the week.
Oh, yeah, that's your third parking.
Way you go.
Ethan, you need to get a fucking train soon as well.
Close circle.
Did you want Joe to go
quick,
first?
Quick, you go.
All right, I'd say number three, roast potatoes.
Brilliant.
My stepdad John does the greatest ones. Crispy outside, fluffy in the middle, yeah?
Every roast potato, but
and a hell of a lot of salt.
Oh, brilliant. Yes, please.
Is salt number two? Salt.
Number two, I'm going to have, it's a tap-in, the giant pig in blanket.
Yeah.
This is a full-on sausage.
You having to take the front window out to get it in?
Oh, sorry. It's not like bringing in a body bag or anything. This is just a full sausage.
Oh.
Not one of these tiny little party sausages we're baking on.
Full sausage.
Grow up. Those are not acceptable.
What's going to be number one?
Number one is belly pork. The Christmas meat that we have. We don't do turkey. We're not bad with our taste buds. We have a palate. We go with the belly pork and we'll have a bit of beef on there as well. Maybe a roast chicken as well.
What's your top
three?
Three
meats. Number three. For me, Christmas isn't Christmas without it. Bucks Fizz. And now the reason it's a food is because it's got pith in it. It's got little bits.
I'll let you off.
That's technically a food, Ethan, yes?
Pith.
It's got pith in it. Yeah? Number two is the roast potato.
Mm-hmm.
The king of the potatoes. Maybe the best form that potatoes come in.
Mm.
Unbelievable. And number one for me is the stuffing.
Ooh, what a shout.
Mum's recipe.
What shout? It's fucking
Mum's recipe.
Your mum's stuffing, yeah? You dirty bastard. Right, I generally gotta go make sure dogs haven't shit in my house because I've left them alone for too long. Guys, Merry Christmas. I am also fucking flagging.
You've hidden it well. We've done an hour and 15 minutes, man.
I don't think I can wave.
Actually,
properly.
To be fair, after all the cuts from the Mad
City. Yeah, yeah. Say your Thai cock joke again. They'll love that. Right, everyone, let's go.
Right, cut that. Write that down, Ethan. Right, everyone, thank you very much for watching.
Let us know what top three Christmas stuff you want us to discuss.
Yeah, and join the Patreon as well. The link in the description. We've got the Dublin, basically, mega beast coming mega out. Beast. Not Dublin, Ireland mega beast.
Oh, and even a theatre, a cinema in Stockport have agreed to do the premiere for us.
Which is meant, we're not doing that.
That's generally true.
Yeah, we'll talk about that more next week. Bye. Wave, Ethan.
Oh, yeah, we'll see you again.